If you're a fan of the ballet, a trip to the Nutcracker is pretty much a requirement in the run-up to Christmas. This year you can see it in all kinds of places, the Birmingham Hippodrome, in various cinemas, or on ice at the Albert Hall. And it is, of course, to be danced by the Royal Ballet Company at the Royal Opera House. We were invited backstage there by the Sugar Plum Fairy. Lauren Cuthbertson took Henrietta Harrison to her dressing room, and as the company prepared for a performance, she explained what's involved in one of ballet's most famous roles.
This is the main house call, ladies and gentlemen of the orchestra. This is your second call to the pit, please. Ladies and gentlemen of the orchestra.
So we're currently sat in my changing room, which is rather cosy, slightly chaotic. It's sort of like my little home, really. The opera house, it's where I spend most of my time between rehearsals. I'm just scraping the base of my pointe shoe so that the surface of it isn't quite as smooth. It gives a little bit more grit.
You were trained at the Royal Ballet School, yes. So presumably you grew up performing. Mm. In that case, do you not get nervous because it's always just been part of your life?
No, just because I do it a lot, it doesn't become any less nerve-wracking and any less stressful and any less intimidating in a way. On the upside, it means that it doesn't get less exciting, and it never is something that I'm casual about. But I feel now that I'm able to go on stage and genuinely do my best, which is a really nice place to be. Perhaps when I was younger, the nerves probably got to me a bit more, and I definitely went on there and came off and knew that some of the errors and things that I wasn't happy with, I knew they were happening not just purely because of inexperience, but because of nerves.
The red light has now been switched off and the stage is available. The red light has now been switched off. Thank you.
Makeup for the Sugar Plum Fairy. I tend to keep sort of quite pale for the Sugar Plum Fairy because I feel like it makes me feel a little bit more regal because I'm wearing blonde hair. We'll get to the hair in a second. But for the two to match, if I was sort of going down the bronzed route with this blonde glittery hair, might look like I'm in the wrong production. The Barbie comes out to do the Sugar Plum I'm thinking of. So I try to keep it quite pale, which, you know, I am naturally pale anyway. And you need to have quite dramatic eyes, sort of deep sockets, definitely lashes, some good, quite thick eyeliner. And considering I've got quite a small face, it's amazing how much makeup I can plaster onto my face for the Sugar Plum Fairy, simply because the hair is actually bright, 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 what sort of white blonde with glitter all the way through it. And to contrast that and to make sure you don't look washed out, you have to apply a lot.
So you wear a wig because you have brown hair?
I have very brown hair, and I actually don't wear the wig. I prefer to use my own hair, which is
dedicated.
Yes, maybe it's a step beyond what I need to really do. But I get a little bit hot in the wig. It's a very practical thing, but I get a bit hot in the wig, and I do feel in period dresses, when you wear a wig, it feels really appropriate because that's the style of the hair that would have been worn in that era, say. But in a tutu, I do feel a little bit strange in the wig. So I like to do my own hair, and it has some sort of plaits attached to it here and there, and it's sprayed white to begin with, so that then they can spray the blonde spray on top of that, and then comes the glitter.
And what do you wear as the Sugar Plum Fairy?
I wear one of my favourite tutus, not one of the most comfortable, but to look at, definitely one of my favourites. This is my tutu, and it's actually coral, as you can see. It's coral and gold, not pink and gold. And actually, a lot of the tutus that we wear at the Royal Ballet are uncomfortable because they're made for look, not for comfort. So if you see the Russian dancers, they wear a sort of more lycra costume, so they can really bend and extend. Ours are fabric, often quite thick fabric, and with bones. So although our costume team are amazing at trying to make it as comfortable as they can within reason, fundamentally, it's not for comfort. So, I always struggle a bit with the tutus.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Okay. I'm not surprised to see the makeup, but I'm surprised to see so much perfume and all these oils. What's the idea behind having so many perfumes?
I love scent, and I think it really helps me getting to character. And it's also a lovely way of researching your role. Scent is a really sort of strong way of remembering things, and it can take you back to certain times in your life, and it can put you in certain places. So I use scent to help me do that. So there are all lots of small bottles of scents that I've worn on the Opera House stage to help me get into character.
So have you got something for the Sugar Plum Fairy?
It's in a clear bottle with a modern lid. It's very sweet, but it's quite refined. It's not sickly sweet. And it was possibly one of the most obvious scents that we worked on, and it's the grandest form of sweet that you could find, if that makes any sense, but it comes across in the scent. It really is quite amazing. This is my performance basket, and in here, the day before my show, I'll pack in my essentials. So I will have, oh, there's my perfume left over from Romeo and Juliet, but I will put my sort of perfume in there. I'll put some lip gloss. And what will go in there? There's some pancake that I put on my fingers, because when I do a lot of cardio, my fingers go red. So I like to put a little pancake on my fingers so that they don't go. This is a circulation thing, because in Sugar Plum, she does so many turns in her solo. By the end of it, my fingers will be pink. No one wants a Sugar Plum Fairy with pink fingers, you know. I don't imagine it should have pink fingers, so I put a little bit of pancake on there.
In the sort of last 15, 20 minutes, can you sort of take me to how you're feeling? Can you give me a sense of what's going through your head?
You're so focused by then. You top up on the blush, check that you've plastered the right toes, making sure my shoes are perfect. You just check those things and think about the role. You're thinking about how you're going to conduct yourself when the curtain goes up and everyone's there. The Sugar Plum Fairy is sort of the epitome of the sort of ballerina's role, I suppose. And what's unique about the Sugar Plum Fairy, although she's the lead in the ballet, she actually doesn't come on until the very end. Technically, it's incredibly challenging, deceivingly so, actually, because being the Sugar Plum Fairy, you have to be the essence of grace and grandeur. She's not an arrogant grand at all. She's sort of a humble, honest grand, which is quite lovely. She's very majestic. And to get all of that in whilst you're performing some very tricky steps is quite hard. The magic of the Nutcracker never dies. It is just always so exciting, and there's always someone out in the audience that sees it for the first time, and you know that it's your job and duty, and it's an honour to be able to perform it.